I'm Joni De Winter.
And I am Susan Grant.
And we are part of Bell Street,
who are an events band and production company.
And together we are here to talk to you about our fun and failures.
In our journey from being scared to doing it anyway.
Yes. There's so many different variations of our setup of our podcast. Mm-hmm. If you've watched any of the, actually, we don't put any of the filmings out much, do we? But we just keep moving the sofa around my house, hoping for an easier setup. But this has been a long-winded setup as well. If you could see behind us, behind the camera,
yeah.
If you're watching it, there is a lot of wires.
Mm-hmm.
And precariously balanced
things.
Things, yes. It could all come tumbling down if the dog decides to join us.
Yes.
And also, we've moved the position of our microphone to where she sits. So that's probably also a really bad idea. But still, we forge on.
Well, we'll see what will happen.
So, welcome back to season 3 of Not Just BS.
Yes. And you're still here, still listening to us.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know if I thought that we would do 3 seasons.
No, I think when we started last year, it was sort of giving it a go, wasn't it? And having guests has been a huge help.
Hasn't
keep
it?
Us going.
Yes, people are more interesting than just us alone.
Yeah, huge advantage.
And we're so grateful that we know so many interesting people, or at least have kind of come into contact with some really cool people, mm-hmm. haven't we? Yep. We actually have all of this year's guests almost. Mm-hmm. Booked and dates in the actual diary,
yeah.
of when we're going to talk to them. That's very unlike us.
Yeah, so we have actually recorded a couple of podcasts already with a couple of our guests. We are really looking forward to releasing those in the forthcoming weeks.
And it feels like the more we learn, the more there is to know, the more interesting points people can make, and like you can find, but you know what I mean? Like, they're just, you think we might have run out of things to say, is yes. what I think was where I was going with that.
I mean, hopefully we won't run out of things to say.
I doubt it, knowing us. Mm. It's just whether we run out of interesting things to say. That's the challenge.
We've also been asked to do a short little slot on what is our local
radio
station and news provider,
yeah,
which is really lovely to be asked. And we've done a couple of those already, but it is only 10 minutes.
Yeah,
and the topics are, well, bizarre, so you know, tune into that as well if you fancy.
Yeah. This is Alfred Radio. It is, you can get it on all the FMs and all the I think it's a SoundCloud as a podcast, isn't it? We're not being as aspirationally inspirational for that. We've just been asked it. What does he say? Have banter.
Banter, yes.
Banter. Get some bants going.
Yeah. Well, I was quite surprised at the areas that we covered the other day.
Yes. I mean, once you start talking, it just...
Yeah. We started talking about Sundays and traditions, and we ended up talking about Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. Because it's a natural progression. Anyway, so yeah, do check that out. We've also, if you haven't joined it yet, we have had lots of new members to our Dare to Do Facebook community, which is an open group where we want to use it as a safe place to kind of set yourself challenges, ask questions, and also a safe place to celebrate your kind of small victories, because we talk a lot about the importance of marking those and setting goals, and sometimes there isn't anybody you can share those things with. So
yeah, achievements and disappointments as well, have a little bit of a accountability. And for us, another thing is, when we were speaking to one of our guests recently, we were talking about being able to say well done to yourself, or for someone else, just to say well done.
So that's the Dare to Do group, and you just you don't Google it, you go onto Facebook and you look it up and just press join, and then I think there's a test to see if you're a robot.
Yes,
you can join if you're a robot, but only if you're a creative robot. But if you're a human and you don't feel particularly creative, you can still join.
Mm. And if you're not sure if you're a robot or
not. Yeah, just do the test and then you'll know.
Yeah. We don't mind if you're a robot either.
But no.
No. Yeah. So we hope to see you there.
So we don't know how your January has been. This episode will be going out end of February. We are recording it kind of mid... What day is it?
We're into the... Just at the end of the first week. Into the second week.
Yes. We've got a good foot into February.
Mm.
But it's felt like a long January, as it always seems to feel. Just such a kind of funny old time, January, isn't it? And we always try and make sure that we get lots of planning in January. At the beginning of January, I think if you listen to our last podcast of season 2, we talk about our goal setting process that we went through, and we actually recorded that on New Year's Eve, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of normally do that a bit later in the year, so we did it a bit earlier. And so January's been a bit different for us. Has it been different? Because I can never remember how January is. Maybe it just is always like this.
Well, we had our goal setting meeting in December, didn't we? So that it was a little bit earlier. So I don't know. I think this month we have just been working hard to put things in place for the forthcoming months.
From that goal setting. Yeah. Which... It's unlike us, really. I mean, we do always set goals, but I think it's that kind of stubbornness of, right, we need to get these couple of things sorted out. Let's really dig in to making those things happen, even though we've got other exciting things we want to make happen. Trying to remain focused and make those just practical things you just have to work your way through to get to a certain point.
And meetings and collaborations and all those things with working with other people really becomes inspiring. And also it's good for us to be told by people what we should be doing, or given advice as well.
Yeah.
Which things we should be focusing on when we get a bit carried away with things. There's been a lot going on. And a lot of performers, especially unless you're in a running show, January and February are very quiet months.
Yeah.
And so planning and planting the seed of what creative things can happen throughout the year is really important.
Yeah. And just choosing to kind of put your faith in the hard work that you're doing and choosing to believe that something will come out of it, because it's hard when you don't see instant results, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely prefer to see like an instant result to something we've been working on, or an instant or a fast-paced progression. And because you've got to wait for other people, factor other people in. Can be really frustrating, the under the soil growth.
Yeah, and just learning to have patience in different ways.
You said that knowingly.
Well, it's trust. We go with our gut feeling on certain things, certain projects, certain people that we need to work with, and we have to trust with that. And so I guess having the patience to know that something is coming, the next thing is coming.
Yeah. It's like a holding your nerve thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you think in those kind of times at the beginning of the year, or at the beginning of starting something, so that this doesn't have to be about January, it's just the stage... We find January is the time we have the most diary time to do it. What do you think is the best kind of metaphorical seeds to plant then? I feel like we've done more practical stuff this January in terms of arranging interviews, photo shoots, trying to make sure we know where our market is.
Yeah.
That's a little shift for us.
But you have to be clear. You have to be clear about what it is you actually want. Otherwise, you can end up just doing... this and that, a bit of
faffing around.
Yeah, and we'll book a photo shoot. Yeah, we'll just do da 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 da, and then you end up with a product sometimes that hasn't got the essence that you wanted, isn't authentic. You might have wasted time.
It creates more work.
Yes, because it's not what you really wanted. Yeah. So it's looking at the the goal, not focusing on the goal, but being clear about actually the direction.
Yes.
I think.
And breaking it down into what does that practically mean for us?
Mm-hmm.
If we want to do that, so what do we need to... Quite a few times I think we've asked the question, so what's the next thing we need to do to get closer to this thing? Mm-hmm. So for example, we want to launch a new kind of package of Bell Street.
Yeah.
And we've never really taken that approach before. So it's been quite interesting to think, well, we want to end up with this product.
Yeah.
How are we getting there? And it's kind of almost going back to the drawing board in lots of ways.
Mm-hmm. But also... would anyone be interested in that as well? Because there's a lot of things that when you're being creative, you just put it down and it doesn't matter about anybody else. But actually, when you're trying to get work and you've got a product that nobody wants to look at or book you for, then that is somewhat a waste of time, I feel.
Yeah. And one of the things we've been really looking at is making sure we can explain, because definitely one of our pitfalls is we get excited about a creative project and then we try to be clever.
We don't try to be clever, we are
clever. But we get like, ooh, and then it could be ambiguous because this could hint at that and this. And the fact is, when people are booking you in any kind of situation where they need an audience and they're going to pay you, or it's a venue, they want to know exactly what they're getting. And something we've had to really hone our skills in is being very obvious about what the new things are that we're selling.
Mm-hmm.
And even our new creative project, which we are holding back from throwing ourselves into until we get this first project finished, even that we're having to really think, right, is this going to be easy to explain to people? Is this going to be a simple sell? Is this going to be, this is called this, and now you know that it is this.
Mm. But we have actually booked venues to perform it. And we haven't written it yet.
Well, we yes. There's the small baby of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just needs to grow up a bit.
See, we do find it very important to plan to have January as our goal, like we've said, mainly because it's quite a quiet couple of months, which actually in our plan for the next 12 months, January might not be so quiet next year.
We've got ideas,
so that's fun. But again, September we'll do the same thing.
It's another reset, isn't it?
Resetting.
August, September.
We'd love to know if you have that same sort of pattern or cycle with that, or if you have different months or spring and autumn.
It's never even deliberate, is it? It's just a natural progression of that. And I guess that's because we follow, our work is very seasonal. So for example, December will always be crazy. July will always be very, very busy. January, February, March are the not as many public events happen. And for us, September, we just mentally, despite what's happening, and it's often busy, but we just find by that point in the year, mentally, we need a reset. So every year does seem to happen exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've worked together for quite some time to be able to think, right, looking at our year, we've got actually retreated ourselves to a big calendar this year that like folds down small, and we get it out and we can look at the whole year and we can look at that and know how really we're going to be feeling very overworked here. We're going to need a reset here. This was quiet this year, so let's look at where we can book something in or create a project, or this date's coming up, what are we going to do about that? Something we've learned about ourselves, we noticed, we can cut this out, but the fact that we were looking at Valentine's Day and we were like, oh, we haven't got a Valentine's Day gig this year, and then we were like, when was the last Valentine's Day gig we were picked for? Because, you know, we're busy, we get booked a lot, we get rebooked a lot. And we realised that we haven't had a Valentine's Day gig for five years.
Mm. Well, we put our own on in COVID online. We did a live online, which was a lot of work. And actually very clever when we thought about it.
Yeah, for two technophobes.
Yes. Yeah, and we recorded all our songs, we had videos, and it was fun.
It was kind of an anti-Valentine's feel, though, wasn't it? And maybe that's where we set ourselves up for not being booked for Valentine's Day. But there, you know, for next year, there must be a group of people out there who just want to be a bit ironic with us, or you know.
Well, we did set, our set list. You know, is excellent. I Will Survive.
Yeah, enough is enough.
That's right.
Hell on Heels.
I'm Still Standing.
Yeah. True Romance. True Romance. So yeah, for example, days like that. So we can look at that and laugh. I mean, if you'd like to book us for a very romantic Valentine's Day, we could make that happen.
Yes.
We're excellent actresses, so we can lovey-dove it up.
We can.
But we definitely, in our planning this year, possibly more than ever, have taken kind of a... We started to do it last year, didn't we? Because we were thinking about factoring in the cabaret. But definitely this year's been more of a whole year approach.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder at what point you have to kind of do an 18-month approach, because almost last year's whole year approach forgot then about January, February, didn't it?
But we have already started that, because we know that to create the work January and February, we need to be organised within the next couple of months, because venues will start to advertise or get their marketing out for the beginning of next year.
Yeah.
In a few months.
Yes.
So that pushes us, and we have thought about that before, but it's been less organised. So that's where our plan comes. We're quite clear with actually what we want to do with this new project, and the other projects will
support it.
Support and circle around.
I was going to say like a gusset, but that's the wrong word. Especially if I do that. Like scaffolding.
Crotch.
I know, what am I thinking of? What's the thing they wore in the 40s? A girdle. Like a girdle.
Our projects are like a girdle.
Yeah, why not? Not a gusset though.
Well,
let's not put that on our reviews. Yeah, so looking forward to this year. You can expect a new project from us, because as we told you in season two, we've put Hugh the Musical, which was a musical that we wrote. We've put him to bed. He's snoozing away.
Mm-hmm.
So we have immediately made space in our minds, and that has been filled up with a new idea. So we're going to be creating that this year, which we're very excited about. And we'd love you to be part of that journey, which is we were trying to, when we wrote Hugh, document that journey from conception to him being full grown.
Mm.
So you'll be along for the ride for this. So aren't you lucky?
Yeah.
We hadn't got round to making a podcast at that point. There's a couple of episodes on YouTube where we're talking about beginning to create Hugh, and we were going to go ahead and document it, but life did run away with us. So the discipline of this podcast really helps us as well, because it means that we will properly document it.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys will be interested too. And we have got some excellent guests planned for this year as well. Ones that we really think that they have a lot to say and a lot to give. We've already started to implement some of the advice we've been given in some of the interviews. And it's just really exciting to be able to talk to people who are just out there doing it. And people are willing to share and be generous with their knowledge and the things they've learned.
Well, yeah, it's been great to ask a few different people, because we've had some fantastic guests in the last couple of seasons.
Really great.
And we've loved every minute of that. And so we've been a little bit braver and pushed out to ask people that maybe we don't know so well, or a little bit further afield and in different areas of different industries as well. So, and people have said yes. And that they're really excited to come and talk to us.
They've ignored us or said yes. But most people have just gone, yes.
And that's really lovely, because it's like, oh, okay, come and talk to us. So, yes, tune in to this season. Yeah, some really fun stories as well, fun things. And our first Zoom podcast.
Our first Zoom podcast, which we will see. That hasn't been edited yet, so we'll see how that presents itself.
Let's hope it works.
Yeah. Well, it's a great interview, so we owe it to make that work. We'd love to be able to engage with the people who are listening a bit more this year. It was great last year being able to respond to your questions and comments and things like that. So we want to really work on our skills at making sure you, as listeners, feel as involved as you can. And if you ever have any questions or anything you think it would be great for us to cover or any suggestions of guests, just send us a DM or a message or an email. We would definitely look at that, and if we like them, we'll talk to them.
Yeah,
but we'd love to know what you're working on and what you're wondering about, because we all we can do is talk about the challenges for us and where we're at, and one of our values is to try and be as authentic as we can with what we're making, especially with the podcast.
Yes.
Because this is really the one place where, as a brand, we're not putting on like a... almost... we're not performing. I don't know if you can tell.
As well as our wonderful guests being interviewed and talking with us, we thought we might put together, as we did at the end of last season, a questions and answers episode. Because we found that really helpful to hear what you wanted to know, and also we got some cracking questions.
We did.
Yeah.
And now we've covered all the awkward things.
Yeah. Who would win in a fight?
We've covered it, but it's not been decided, has
no.
it?
No. We have talked about we've doing the live event, though.
The live plan to see who would win in a fight is... Watch the space. That might be on our year planner.
Yes. Obviously, tickets will be sold. But if you did have a question and you would like us to answer it, then send it in and we'll put that in towards the end of the series.
Even if it's something we don't know the answer to.
Yes.
We could ask.
That is.
We could ask a guest.
Quite possible.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, what do we actually know the answer to?
You know, also, I mean, we get booked to sing.
We do.
We do. But we have been that. Talking about... This podcast has given us confidence to talk to other people about their processes, and not just on the podcast, but connect and network with people outside of it as well. So if you know of an event, or you're putting on an event that where we could come and talk at you,
or do a workshop,
yeah, because we did do the writing festival, didn't we?
Yes. Was that before we started the podcast?
Yes.
Yeah. And that whole workshop was on just doing it, and we led a group of people through pretty much kind of what we talk about on this podcast, wasn't it? Obstacles that get in the way, practical things that can get you going and keep you going, and what to do when you feel a certain way. And it is kind of, it's not become our speciality, but it's become our passion.
Absolutely.
So yeah, we'd be very interested in coming and talking at
something,
brownies.
Yeah.
Or would we get a badge? I got kicked out of the brownies.
Did you? How did you get kicked out of the brownies? What did you do? Well, we're not allowed to, is it?
It just wasn't very conformy.
Oh, okay.
I know. But I did like getting the badges.
Yes.
So I would appreciate, I've got a Blue Peter badge. So any kind of brownie badge. Anyway, not really brownies, that was supposed to be a joke. But like, what do adults get badges for? Apart from the Queen. I mean, she's not here.
But I'm just imagining a little pin badge. The Queen doesn't...
Well, you get medals. Well, if you'd like to give us a medal... Then please do.
Well, we still want a sash, don't we?
So basically, we just crave rewarding, you know, affirmation. So gold stars, a badge.
Yeah.
Sash.
A sash.
Keys to the city.
Yes.
A knighthood. Can women be knights?
No.
Ah. Oh. What do they get?
Are they not dames? There is nothing like a dame.
Well, what? So women can't have the sword? I mean, I know I'm jumping from brownie badges to being knighted. Well, we'll find out and let you know in the next episode.
Yes, well, this shows ignorance, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're going to have to look this up.
But anyway, if you'd like to knight us or give us a brownie badge or...
We just want an awards ceremony, don't we?
Yes, we really do. We just want someone to tell us well done.
Where we win, not just nominated.
No. No, because actually... Well, I'll just say this and decide whether to keep it in. But I would really like us to run a Creative Business Awards.
Yes.
But I would like to win one first. Or at least be nominated. Or get a badge.
Could we run it under a different name?
Ooh. And I don't know, because we've told everybody now.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah. Oh, we would like to run that anyway. After winning one. But until then... We are really interested in running workshops about just getting on with it and doing it, and especially the creative process. Mm-hmm. So we're just putting it out there. We're going to try and talk about it a bit more this year to people. So the international listeners may want us to go to... Mm. I mean, I wonder what you get in other countries if you don't get knighted.
Well, we've got a lot of research to do.
We really have.
And, let us know that if we ran a workshop, would you come along?
Yeah.
Face to face.
That's true.
Not just a podcast.
Yeah.
Face to face.
We would probably plan it a bit better. We could knight people. Or at least have badges. Do we have the power?
You can definitely have a... We definitely do badges.
Yeah. Sashes.
We know someone with a badge machine now, don't we?
Yeah, we... Oh, that is so exciting. Yes. One of our guests who will be on next week, actually, has a badge machine. Mm. And both of our eyes just lit up.
That's not why we're interviewing
them. No. No, there will be more to offer than the badge machine chat. But we did get distracted.
Mm.
Because since the 90s, we've been... Well, no... Not us as Bell Street, but I loved a badge machine in the 90s.
Yes.
And you could... My parents were teachers, so they always... I don't know if it was a teacher thing or a church thing, but there was always a badge machine in the house.
Okay, we definitely had one with youth club.
Yeah, it's a youth situation, isn't it? And so I used to make badges all the time, and it was so... And then I would sell them, obviously.
Yeah.
But as an adult, events, we've been like, a badge machine, my kingdom for a badge machine. No one has one because they're so retro now. It's like finding a tape player. Anyway, we found someone with a badge machine. So that's very exciting for us.
So come to the workshop and get a badge.
Yeah, make a badge.
Oh.
If you come to our workshop, we will also include a badge making session.
Okay.
Won't we?
Okay.
Well, we'll do that. We're going to run a conference one day. And in the conference, there'll be a badge meeting. That's like adult colouring in, though, isn't it? Mm. There's something about your inner child that's very satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Making yourself a badge with some kind of I am fuck off fabulous on it and wearing it.
Well, actually, as you've just said that, going on a little tangent, our most amazing quote, we've had lots of lovely reviews and quotes, but our fuck off fabulous quote has been our favourite, really. And
Review. Praise.
And I can remember it being said very clearly, but unfortunately the lovely man who did say it passed away a couple of weeks ago. Now he hadn't been well, and Pete McDonald, who was local to Shaftesbury at the time, so that was very sad. It's been nice to sort of remember him, because he was very supportive.
He was so passionate
and
just hilarious.
Yes, and completely inappropriate as well.
And we love that.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yeah. We're really channeling the fuck off fabulousness.
Yeah. So it will...
He brought us.
Remain a strong part of our branding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our way of keeping his memory alive. We love it. And I'm sure he didn't mean for it to be part of his legacy.
No.
But here it is, Pete.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you find some humour in it anyway. Well, thank you for joining us again for our season 3. We are so excited to see what's going to happen. And we would love it. It would really help us, actually, if you know someone who might be interested in this podcast, to just mention it to them or send them a link, because obviously, like everything, we're trying to expand our reach, and it helps when there are more listens. And so actually, I think this is a really helpful, I like listening to this podcast.
Do you?
I do. I got really excited because I looked at our downloads the other day and it said, oh, it gone up by so many. And I was like, oh my goodness. And then I was like, no, that's because you listened to season one.
Yeah.
I was driving somewhere. Mm. But obviously it really helps. And it's a fun podcast, and we hope that we're creating a safe space for creatives. So if you know someone who might enjoy it, please do mention it to them.
Yeah. And get yourselves ready for the next few weeks, because they'll be good ones.
Limber up. But until then, if you're planting seeds and nothing's grown yet,
yep,
no evidence,
nope,
just hold the faith,
mm-hmm,
keep going.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah. And does he hold the faith?
I can't think of his song now.
I've got Wilson Phillips in my head again.
Awesome.
Hold on for one more day. Just hold on for one more day.
And
just
do it anyway.
And is there anything we wanted to talk about in terms of like engagement, or are you getting engaged? I'm not getting engaged this year.
Not this year.
No, definitely not.
Made a decision.
Yeah. Just made an educated guess.
I'm not getting engaged either.
No, okay, cool. No engagements.
No.
But if you would like to engage with us or propose. No, actually, don't put that out there.
No, don't put that out there.
If you're planting seeds,
mm-hmm,
you can't see any tips poking out. Brief pause for my child to put in a pizza, and a silent prayer to the gods to provide us with a podcast studio. Thank you. Amen.